What do you call that?
It's inflamed and infected. Proud, I've heard of.
And if you have a small cut or scratch, to keep it from getting infected, you put a little red medicine on it.
Methylene, disinfected is what, a disinfectant.
Right, and besides methylate, there's another red one that's
Mercurochrome.
And there's another one that stings more.
Oh, iodine.
All right. And the medicine that was given for jaundice? Or for fevers, a long time ago, it was a very common medicine. I think it was bitter.
Oh, quinine.
And what are the neutral and veiled terms, maybe euphemisms, for saying he died, the different ways of saying he died?
He is deceased, passed away. Is it demise or something? I don't use that though.
Any crude terms that you heard for he died? You ever heard kick the bucket?
Yes.
Anything else? That's the only one.
That's the only one I know right now.
And if you're telling someone that that he died, you don't know why, you might say, I don't know what he
died of.
And the for burial, a body is taken to a
funeral home, or
and afterwards to
the cemetery for interment.
And any other words for a cemetery used around here?
Burial ground.
Is that an old word?
I think so.
And any
family cemeteries were out of prevalent, of course.
And what about if there was back in the time when there were family cemeteries, was there a word for a public place, maybe where people were buried who were didn't have any means at all, and buried perhaps at public expense or something?
Was it Potter's Grave?
That was an old one, perhaps.
I guess so.
And you don't have any, we don't have anything similar to that now.
No, and well, they do have people that nobody claims their body, so I don't know. I think they're buried in a maybe a city-owned burial ground.
And the body is placed in a box that's called a
coffin.
Any other word for that?
Yes, what is it? I can't
remember. Anything besides casket?
Casket is what I was trying to think of.
And casket and coffin are interchangeable.
I think so.
And the ceremony that's said at a death is called a
funeral. What we'd say?
A
service.
The service.
Funeral service.
And if the family is the sadness at the time of a death, you say they are in
grief or bereaved.
And to wear black is said to be
in mourning.
And is this is not so much
not so much used now, but it certainly was when I can remember.
All right, what about the use of pretty well in answer to how are you?
Pretty well is used.
Anything else that has
Very well, and of course you do hear in here tolerable.
If someone is worrying and you want to tell them not to, you might say don't
worry about that. Don't trouble yourself.
And a pain that rheumatism was. Trying to say liniment is used for, but the
rheumatism or arthritis.
Right. And another disease that used to be very